We're the Farm Station, all ag, all day, and we're joined by Gwen Uecker. Gwen is with USDA, and it's so good to see you. Commodity Classic, right?
Yeah, it's great at Commodity Classic. We've had lots of customers come and ask questions, and we're looking forward to working with you.
Okay, so you're doing some work right now trying to show producers some of the benefits of using some tools that are available via the internet, right?
Yeah, we have access for our customers to a website called farmers.gov. It allows customers to access their personal farm FSA farm records information through a secure, authenticated portal. And from that portal, they can actually see their farm records data. They can see their maps. They can print their maps. Right now, it saves them a trip to the office if all they want to do is print their map. In addition to printing maps, they can also create areas of interest. So if I want to draw out an area of interest that I send to my fertilizer guy saying, I want you to spread fertilizer on these 50 acres, I can print that map out. It'll have the area marked. It'll say how many acres, and you can send it directly to them. You can also import your precision ag farm boundaries, print them on the map, email that to your county office as part of your acreage reporting process. You can add labels to your map that says, I planted weed on such and such a date, and I have 100% interest in it, which is all information we need for acreage reporting. You can put that on your map. Now you have a digital copy of your map with all your acreage reporting information that you can email to your county office in preparation for reporting your acreage.
Doesn't completely eliminate the need for the county office, though, does it?
It absolutely does not eliminate the need for a county office employee. This is because our offices, we know, are understaffed. This allows county offices a little breathing room. You can print it from home, which saves them time from printing, and then they can help you with other things that are much more important than printing a map.
This didn't happen overnight either. USDA's really been working on this for years, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We released it 2 years ago in September. It's slow going. We're adding functionality. Every year we put more functionality into it. So it's getting better and better, but it's a slow process. It's a slow process.
So what do producers need to know about getting started? Now, obviously, anybody who's already been to the site will know that, but for somebody who hasn't done this yet, what do they need to know?
Right. They need to go to eauth.gov, which is a website to get yourself identity proofed and a login. And you go through the identity proofing process. You have your eauth login, which is what you need to log into the website. And it will take your eauth login and link it to your FSA business partner record. So when you log into farmers.gov, it knows exactly who you are, and it displays just the information associated with you. So it's a secure site. You don't have to worry about anybody else seeing your information. Once you're logged in, you'll see your own data.
What about those farms that might be a partnership where you might have multiple people involved? Does each person have their own login? How do you handle situations like that?
So if you're a member of an entity or if you have power of attorney for someone, we have the ability in the application, if you have that authority on file with FSA, you can actually, what we call, switch profiles. So you can change your profile to be you're logged in as you, but you can see your entity's information or the information for the people that you will have authority to act on behalf of. So when you log in, you switch profiles, and it'll bring up their farm records based on their business partner ID. So you can actually act on behalf of any of other people from this website too.
We're the Farm Station, all ag, all day.